This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Elena Neal Sachs. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has awarded its first construction contract for the Pajaro and Watsonville Flood Protection Project. Granite Construction Company will receive almost $40 million to build more than a mile of new levee along Coralitos Creek in Watsonville.
So this is the first construction phase of the project.
Mark Stredley is the executive director of the Pajaro Regional Flood Management Agency. He says some design contracts have also been issued for other sections of the project, but this marks the beginning of the construction phase.
Everything that's happening is brand new for this project. It's all progress. It's all forward momentum, which is good.
The project, which has been decades in the making, saw renewed attention in 2023 after floods caused a levee breach, devastating the community of Pajaro. The Trump administration has launched an anti-Semitism investigation into the entire California State University system. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, or EEOC, complaint follows similar investigations at schools around the country. UC Berkeley recently handed federal officials the names of 160 students, faculty, and staff, and faced a severe backlash for what many saw as a betrayal of the school's legacy of free speech. Cal State Monterey Bay, which holds KAZU's broadcast license, referred questions to the CSU chancellor. In a statement, CSU said it will fully cooperate with the EEOC during its investigative review, but a spokesperson also said the university has not yet been subpoenaed. They declined to say whether CSU would provide the federal government with information on staff, faculty, and students if the Trump administration requests it. This is KAZU News.